Jack DeJohnette has played drums with everybody. He helped Miles Davis invent jazz rock in the 1960s and 70s. He's been the anchor in Keith Jarrett's trio for decades. But on his latest CD, Made in Chicago, the 71-year-old musician goes back home and reunites with some of the people he played with in Chicago when he grew up. Howard Mandel has the story.
Jack DeJohnette lives atop a mountain outside Woodstock, New York. 2 years ago, the Chicago Jazz Festival invited him back to his hometown to headline Jack DeJohnette Day.
And you, Chicago fans, for your love, your heart, and support.
And he knew just who he wanted to play with him.
I didn't have to think. I immediately these are the people that came up. Now, this is a great opportunity to do this. Come back to Chicago, be celebrated with my friends, who are great legends in their own right.
Joining DeJohnette on stage was pianist Muhal Richard Abrams.
We all were on the scene, and we played a lot with each other, you know. That's just the way it was in Chicago. We used to get together to play in an original manner. That included Jack and a whole host of people.
People like woodwind players Roscoe Mitchell and Henry Threadgill, boundary-pushing composers, improvisers, and leaders of their own ensembles, who also joined DeJohnette for the reunion. The drummer first played with them in basements, attics, and neighborhood clubs when he was a teenager in the early 1960s.
Chicago itself was a fantastic hub of eclectic music. There were lots of clubs everywhere. You know, you'd work on a weekend, you'd play from, like, say, 9 till about 4 in the morning, and then there would be, like, breakfast jams. And there was a sort of camaraderie with all the Chicago musicians.
That eclecticism and camaraderie led in 1965 to the formation of an artists' collective, the Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians, or AACM, which this year is celebrating its 50th anniversary. Bass player Larry Gray is not a member. His background is in more mainstream jazz, but he was asked to join his elders on stage for the Jazz Festival performance and its live recording. And he appreciates the AACM's main precept, that its members present music that's different from what's come before.
They definitely moved outside the normal parameters of jazz, and because improvisation was such an intrinsic part of it, it's very different than any kind of Euro-based music. That's what made it really unique, I think.
Jack DeJohnette has made a career of playing music of all kinds. Saxophonist and flutist Henry Threadgill says that range is the drummer's greatest strength.
We're not playing traditional repertoire, so Jack knows how to play traditional repertoire, and he can play this. A lot of times, these drummers that are specialized in playing a lot of freer compositions and freer approaches, you know, and then you get a whole group of people that can only play the structured stuff. Jack, he's above all that. He's got those skills and musicality to do that.
The Chicago connections run deep for all of these musicians. Saxophonist Roscoe Mitchell co-founded one of the best-known ensembles to emerge from the AACM, the Art Ensemble of Chicago. He remembers spending many hours jamming with DeJohnette in college and says their level of communication hasn't changed.
Jack has that energy, you know. That's what we explored together a long time ago. But I'd say if you find somebody that you can really make music with, that's a special thing, you know, so you should try to keep it ongoing.
You having fun? Yeah, we are too. You make us feel real good.
to Mujal Richard Abrams, longtime connections mean that musicians can have an unforced appreciation for each other's individuality.
We've been associated a long time, and we just come together and play music.
Jack DeJohnette takes a different comfort from longevity.
We're all still around, and everybody's playing music with the wisdom and youthful vitality and energy and passion. You know, we still got things to say.
DeJohnette and his Made in Chicago quintet will hold another old-school new music reunion this summer at the Newport Jazz Festival. For NPR News, I'm Howard Mandel in Chicago.